Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Harry Duke, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti. Joining us this morning is Carol Diaz, a board member of the Slow Food Sonoma County North program. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Slow foods, to a lot of people, that means something very different. Can you give us an idea of what the concept of the Slow Food program is?
Sure. Slow Food actually is an international program. It started in Italy and then spread to different countries. There's a Slow Food USA, and we have two active chapters here in Sonoma County. The basis behind the Slow Food program is supporting local sustainable foods. Good, clean, and fair is their motto. So it's food that's good for us, that tastes good, that's healthy. It's clean, the way it's grown without pesticides, good for the environment, and fair in that it's fair to the people that produce the food, grow the food, the people that work picking the food, and also that the animals that we eat are humanely treated. So it's kind of the whole spectrum of real food, we call it, just food that's done right.
And healthy.
And healthy, yes.
And so to highlight the purposes of this organization, you've come up with this program called the Snail of Approval Program. Tell us about that.
Okay, Snail of Approval actually is a global program, really. It's in many other countries also, but also in the United States. And it's chapters, you know, all over the U.S. Have it in effect. And we were noticing that we were missing that in Sonoma County. And we thought with all the local food and farmers and artisans that we have here and the restaurants that are sourcing locally, that we should bring this program here. And basically, it takes restaurants and farmers and artisan producers, and we review them so that we could put it out there for locals and visitors of where they can go eat or where they can buy food that follows those good, clean, and fair process.
Now, Carol, how would a restaurant or an organization receive the Snail Seal of Approval?
Right. We have an application process. It's on our website, and they can apply for this. And then we actually have a team of three reviewers. We have a core group, and we send out three reviewers. We have a stringent criteria. It's broken down by good, clean, and fair, but there's basically 12 categories that they're reviewed on. We go to their restaurant. We meet with them. We talk to them. We actually take a visit into their kitchen, into their walk-in refrigerators, and then we ask them questions based on our criteria, and they are scored. And if they reach a certain number, then they're awarded the Snail of Approval. And if they don't, we talk to them about what things we look for that they could improve on to reapply for the snail.
Now, is this the Snail of Approval, is the emblem an actual snail?
It's a picture of a snail. That we have a sticker that can go on the outside of the restaurant, so people passing by or can research and find restaurants also. But yes, there is a sticker that goes on the outside, and it does have a snail on it.
Okay, folks. Well, look for that Snail of Approval the next time you're dining out. Or for more information, go to snailofapprovalsonomacounty.org. We've been speaking with Carol Diaz, board member of the Slow Food Sonoma County North Organization. Thanks for joining us, Carol.
Thank you.
This is Harry Duke for Sonoma Spotlight on KRCB.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org.